Hello and welcome to Dead Pod for the week of April 11th, 2008. This is a professor. I'm so glad you could pick us up this week. We've had a long-standing request for the show that we're going to be bringing you tonight. This comes to us from April 18th, 1969, Purdue University, Lafayette, Indiana. Classic Primal Dead. We've also had some recent requests for Pigpen, and I think this one will fit the bill nicely. It's got a great hard to handle. Marvelous Sitting on Top of the World and King Bee. One of my favorites, Doing That Rag. I think you'll really enjoy this. Thanks so much for picking us up, folks. This is a professor from the Mighty Fine 89 KOPN, Columbia, Missouri.
Power.
Woo!
Fire out, it works.
Thank you.
Somebody want to send some cokes up to the stage to quench these thirsting...
Thank you. the morning do today?
This your next number is a lady's choice. Thank you. she lays on me this rug. You left this book for the tremble and explode. You left this smoking crater on my mind. I'd like to blow it away. But the heat come round and melted me for smiling on a cloudy day.
Coming, 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 hold on.
Coming around.
Coming, hold on.
Coming around. came across an empty space. Spoken at the bus stop in his place. Bus came by and I got home, that's when it all began. There was Gone One Eel at the wheel, the bus to never ever land.
Thank you. 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Said I'm a king bee, darling, buzzing around all around your head, and I can make a honey baby. Thank you. a king bee. I want you to be my queen. Lord, I'm a king bee rider. Want you just to be my queen.
Awful cold and dark like a dove. Thank you.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. Taking it, baby, torn it apart. You left me standing in the dark, crying. Said your love for me was dying. So come on, baby, baby, please. 'Cause I'm begging you, baby. without a warning, you broke my heart. Taking it, baby, torn it apart. And you left me standing in the dark. Said your love for me was that. So come on, baby.
Make me feel so good, just like I knew, and like I might reach over. I might get there hungry. I'm looking for my baby. That's all I need. And all I got to do is reach over my poor left shoulder. I ask my baby, come on and turn on over. And don't you know what I need? What you do? That make me feel alright. That make me feel pretty good now. When I reach over my shoulder, tap my bed, ask her, darling, why don't you turn on over? You know what you say? Just what you say. She said, Daddy, how come it's been taking you so long to run around this way? I said, well, I had something else to do. But I'm getting hungry now, baby. That's all I need. Now watch it just turn. Turn yourself over. Turn yourself back. Up on your pretty old shoulder. Your fellas out there, you might come up to a day or something, and then you might go home some kind of empty-handed. But sometimes I know you wake up kind of lonesome, and you wish you had some kind of company, some little lady by your side. Now it's your fault, cause it ain't none of mine. Cause it ain't none of mine. And unless I got yours, I'm gonna tell you anyway. I'll tell you, wait a minute. You know, my mother told me when I was a child, she told me them women would drive you wild. Told me another thing too. I wanna tell you what she told me. Now wait a minute, boy. She told me, if you hungry, if you want a little companion, ain't no use to stand around with your hand in your pocket. Ain't no way to do. Put your hand in your pocket and it must make you crazy. Ain't no way to take care of business now. No, it ain't. So I tell you, why don't you just look over your shoulder, fella? You might see her. She's some little girl down there you might want to talk to, walk with, or whatever. Wait a minute. But don't just stand there. If you're lonesome, don't just stand. You got to do something. You got to do something. Huh. what I do when I get lonesome. I just got to reach over my left shoulder. I touch my baby. I say, turn on over. She said, Daddy. And I say, yeah. And she said, Daddy. And I say, it's all right. And she asked me, what took you so long? I said, I have to get it on. And I said, it's all right. We'll get it on now.
Your pretty soul, your pretty soul.
Yeah, later on.